such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Court developments for the father who bought a gun his teenage son is accused of using to carry out a Georgia school attack.
Attorneys for Colin Gray appeared before Judge Joseph Booth after their client waived his right to appear.
We've waived his presence. We are prepared to sign for him a plea of not guilty.
And that plea was accepted by the court. The 54-year-old Gray faces 29 charges stemming from the September shooting that left four dead and several others wounded. Gray's 14-year-old son, Colt, pleaded not guilty at his arraignment last month. The teen is the alleged gunman in the Appalachia attack. Graham Carroll for CBS News, Atlanta.
The Illinois Supreme Court has thrown out the conviction of actor Jussie Smollett. He was found guilty of orchestrating a hate crime hoax after prosecutors initially dropped charges against him. New details have emerged from the 2017 California police investigation into Trump cabinet pick Pete Hegseth. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
This woman alleges he brought her to his room, he blocked her from leaving, took her cell phone, and then proceeded to have a sexual encounter with her that she said was not consensual. Police then spoke with several people, including the woman, but also a nurse at the hospital. And the nurse was actually the one who alerted them to this after she said the woman came to her days later, asked for a rape kit, said she believed she had been drugged as well.
Hegseth was not charged. The U.S. has condemned the International Criminal Court's decision to seek arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister, Yoav Gallant, for alleged war crimes in Gaza. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
The court said there were reasonable grounds to believe that Netanyahu and Gallant had intentionally deprived Gazan civilians of food, water, medicine, and electricity. The warrants are going to put both of them at risk of arrest if they travel to any of the 124 countries that are members of the court, but that does not include the U.S. or Israel.
Arrest warrants also issued for a top Hamas official. CBS's Jim Krasula has more on a death sentence that's set to be carried out here at home.
Kerry Dale Grayson is scheduled today to become the third person executed by nitrogen gas in Alabama. The 50-year-old man was one of four young men convicted of killing a 37-year-old woman who was hitchhiking through Alabama in 1994.
A significant report on existing home sales in October. Economist Lawrence Yoon of the National Association of Realtors.
Home sales increase not only month to month, but from 1 year ago. So this is a first annual gain in over 3 years.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up more than 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast, from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Winter weather and wind advisories are in effect today. Expected snow totals range from 2 to 4 inches. Rain follows. Wind gusts could reach up to 45 miles an hour later. The latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will remain open until 8 tonight. It's for a primary election to fill the county executive position. The top two vote-getters go on to the final election on December 19th. Some polling places have changed. Check out myvote.wi.gov if you're not sure. Wisconsin Assembly Democrats have voted to retain Greta Neubauer as their Assembly Minority Leader. That's a position she's held since 2021. Meanwhile, Republicans have re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as Assembly Speaker. And Racine St. Catharines aims for a state title tonight as they compete in a WIAA state championship game. The contest against Baldwin Woodville will be live on WRJN. Coverage starts at 6:30 live from Camp Randall in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on 4 of their last 5 games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division I, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A wintry mix turns to all rain this afternoon as winds continue to whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap below 40s and overnight tonight stay above freezing in the upper 30s, leaving us tomorrow with a cloudy and windy day still. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
And it's now time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. And I just want to say a big thank you to Racine Disc Center. They are sponsoring Paul Harvey, bringing it to us every weekday here on WRJN. By the way, Racine Disc Center, go check them out. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And again, we thank Racine Disc Center for bringing us Paul Harvey and
the rest of the story. When Eileen was diagnosed with AIDS, she thought that nothing could ever be worse. But something followed close on the heels of her diagnosis that was even more terrible than the disease itself. For when Eileen told her family that the doctors had essentially given her a sentence of death, nobody cried. There was spoken concern, of course, and anxiety and tension, but apparently no true emotion, no tears. Perhaps it was the shock, Eileen told herself afterward, but the more she thought about it, the more she believed that nobody really cared. It had been a distant, dysfunctional family to begin with, a status undiminished by Eileen's own wildly out-of-control younger years. So strained were relationships even now that the 25-year-old did not call her mother, called her by her first name, Gail. But there was one special relationship left in Eileen's family, and that was her relationship with, of all people, her mother-in-law. It was she and she only, the mother-in-law, whom Eileen called Mom. And yet now there welled up inside the young woman a new fear that when she told her beloved mom, this lady, to whom she was not even remotely blood related, that she too would not really care. But now this is the rest of the story. One day, Eileen summoned her courage, went to her mother-in-law's house, and announced, I'm HIV positive. Well, everybody close to Eileen, including husband Chris, had tested negative. It appeared that she had been infected through a blood transfusion the year previous. Mom just stood there, blinking. Eileen's heart pounded as she awaited some response, a word of comfort, a pat on the shoulder, almost anything vaguely sympathetic would do now, but Mom just stood there, and then, spontaneously, convulsively, as though the whole world had suddenly come to an end, Eileen's mother-in-law began sobbing. With understandable irony, the young woman said, please don't cry. And yet, as Mom's anguished weeping continued utterly inconsolably, the tears cascaded over Eileen's battered soul like a warm summer shower and kind of washed away her pain, because now somebody cared. Somebody's tears were dissolving her own. Somebody cried. After a long, tight, tearful embrace, Mom said, you must move in here with me. Eileen nodded eagerly, saying that she would like that very much. Some nights she was so frightened that she would awaken Mom in the darkness and crawl in bed with her. And there, cradled in the older woman's arms, Eileen could fall asleep. Eileen is fighting her battle with AIDS, even as I speak. It's 7 years now. Yet mostly abandoned by her blood kin, Eileen is hanging in there, mainly, perhaps entirely, because of her beloved and loving mom, Eileen's mother-in-law, who is known to you as actress Elizabeth Taylor. Some have suggested that Liz Taylor's passionate, highly publicized fundraising fight to subdue that dreadful disease was inspired by the death of her friend Rock Hudson. Perhaps that is partly so. But now you know the rest of the story.
All right. Everything that I've ever heard about Elizabeth Taylor, super positive, because she just was an inspiration, never abandoned her friends or family, and was one of the big fundraisers for AIDS. Just a very special woman. That story from Paul Harvey doesn't surprise me at all. Here's Guess Who on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby. No, no. You gave a promise.
the news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Bad weather, that too. That's all right here in Racine, my dear friends. But it's supposed to get better this afternoon. We don't know when, though. I mean, it could be well after you get home from work tonight. But hopefully, it's warming up little by little, already up to 35. So it's going to get in the 40s. This crap will melt, and hopefully the roads won't be as icy as they were this morning. That was white-knuckle driving all the way here from Milwaukee County, let me tell you. Beach Boys, I played Help Me Rhonda, but that's not the artist of record song. That song is California Girls. That's going to get played right. Ooh, I almost gave it away right before 2. Oh, you didn't hear that. All right. Sometime before 2, between now and 2. And, of course, Artists of Record Contest brought to us from the fine folks, although actually not the fine folks, from Ray. My buddy Ray from Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Well, I'll tell you, great old-fashioned record store. You gotta visit this thing. It's really, really cool. And it's on 9602 Durand Avenue, right down by the Schoolhouse Antique Mall. So that's where it's located. And whoever wins today will qualify in the drawing for that record player tomorrow from WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Don't know much about history.
much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide room is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
That's the awesome Sam Cooke, Wonderful World. Art Garfunkel had a huge hit with that, too. Hey, you know, tomorrow on Don Rosen's show, Mike Clemens is back. He always interviews Mike right around 8 a.m., right before the news, and it is always awesome. So Mike Clemens returns on Don Rosen's show. Dick Graceffa talking about high school football. Hey, he's live on the air tonight with the state championship between Racine St. Catharines and Baldwin Woodville.
Thank you. that so? We don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring.
News and Timeless is right here at WRJ and Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe. Man, I can't go into a place that's karaoke without hearing some poor couple try to attempt that song. It's not as easy as you think. Oh, how do I know that? Because I'm usually one of those couples trying to attempt. I drag my husband up there. Get up here. I don't want to get up here. I'm usually three sheets to the wind by that point. Poor husband. Yeah, he's got to put up with me. Yeah, his cross to bear. All right, tomorrow on Don Rosen's show, he's going to have Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, what movie news and this weekend's new movie releases. And I'm sure they're going to talk about the other movie theater, AMC's, that movie theater with all the different theaters they have throughout the country. They're issuing a warning and even have a promo running when you go and you know how you see the trailers for the other movies. They're warning people not to sing during the song Wicked or during the movie Wicked. Seriously, if that would have happened to me, I would have been thrown out on my ear with 1978's Grease. I mean, who doesn't sing along to that ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? All right, local news, timeless hits with Stuart J. Waddles here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly rain later on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal, but when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. We'll have the latest on the weather today coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top two vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. Racine is keeping its seats at the head of the assembly table. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the Assembly Minority Leader this week. Neubauer has served in the State Assembly since 2018 and has served as Minority Leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Republicans recently reelected Racine Representative Robin Voss as Assembly Speaker. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wintry mix turns to all rain this afternoon as winds continue to whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap the low 40s and overnight tonight stay above freezing in the upper 30s, leaving us tomorrow with a cloudy and windy day still. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go?
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, starting to warm up a bit. Hopefully clear up some of the roads by the time you get on the highway today or wherever you gotta go.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm, don't hurt me now for love.
loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
the mighty James Brown, the famous Flames, I Got You, I Feel Good. And then, of course, one of my favorites from him, the 80s hits, Living in America. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the guy was a legend, and for good reason. Now, today, our Artist of Record Contest, we're down the last 2 days. Can you believe that? Been doing this for 2 months. I thought it would never end. So did Ray of Time and Again. Oh my goodness. Today and tomorrow, that's it. And we're going to be looking for a winner before 2 o'clock. Yes. Beach Boys, California Girls, When You Hear That Song, be my fifth caller at 262. And I almost forgot the number, 262-634-WRJN. Man, a great DJ, aren't I? Okay, wait a moment. What's the phone number again? I got to look that up. Wait just a second. All right, 262-634-WRJN. Be my fifth caller to win Beach Boys album from Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. You know why? Because we're bringing vinyl back, baby. Anyway, just so you know. And tomorrow, somebody wins the record player. So you win today, or you win tomorrow morning, you qualify. So good luck to you from WRJN.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Thank you. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hits are back in WRJN, and this next one is going out to my new brand new buddy Bill, who called to reassure me that the highways right now are pretty good. So if you have to take the highway, it's pretty much cleared up, at least on the roads. It's Rolling Stones for Bill and WRJN.
Oh! satisfaction.